This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Yeah, you've heard it before. I took lessons. This doesn't come natural, let me tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Welcome to another session of sanity, like I like to say on a regular basis. I really believe that I try to give you some. I know some of the stuff makes you nuts. I used to have somebody who's a regular on the show, and she originally came on just to make fun of me because she couldn't believe the stories that I was doing. And after about 3 months, she says, you know, I used to like to poo-poo you on these stories. I used to like to make fun of you on these stories. But I can't anymore. Because they're real. And they are real. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so many things you could do up there on the website. You can get involved in the conversation, smarter than people than I are in a live chat room. But mostly, you can buy my book. That's what I want you to do. I want you to buy my book. Seriously. The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you don't get anything out of that book, then I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you start at a third grade level. Because my book's written for sixth grade level. Because I don't have any words in my vocabulary that's bigger than sixth grade. You know what I mean? So, and Brad Stein will be up with us after the break. Now, Brad's known as the, I guess, God's comic is what they wrote about. The New Yorker magazine called him God's comic. Because, you know what, there's no foul language. He is funny. He's got a whole series called Put a Helmet On, which is hilarious. But he talks about some of the, and frankly, he talks about the stuff that we talk about on the show, but in a funny way. In a using sarcasm big time. He's got a whole series that goes, Are You Offended by the Truth? He's got another series, Wussy Christians. And he goes, and I do it at Christmas time. Maybe I stole it from him. I don't know. I doubt it. But, you know, if you're a Christian and you can't wish somebody a Merry Christmas at Christmas time because you're afraid of offending them, you're a wussy. That's all there is. You're a wussy. Yeah, look, the Bible even says that they were going to hate us for his sake. They were going to hate us just because we believe in him. So what are you going to do to fix that? I always love Christians that, yeah, wow, we don't have to add anything to it. We got nothing to add. He already said. Now, how are they going to know you're a follower of his unless you use his name? Unless you do things that glorify him. And at that particular point in time, one of those offendees, token offendee, there's no way around it. They're going to be offended by you, period. Ew. You believe in, you're a Christian? Ew. Oh, no. You can't get away from it. It's there. It happens all that happens to me all the time. And then they jump into, I hate gays, I hate lesbians. I hate everybody from every other religion. Right? I mean, you just go right down the list. And what I find really interesting is some of the Christians out there that we're supposed to be more like have absolutely no boundaries. I talk to some of these people, and I've talked to them on Facebook. How could you be a Christian and have no boundaries? The Bible has boundaries. Look, it doesn't get much more, if you'll pardon the dogmatic, than the Bible. Jesus said there's only one way to the Father through me. I don't know. Doesn't sound like there's any powder puff or gray area there. What do you think? Right? When you look at the Ten Commandments, there's no gray area. Thou shalt not have other gods before me. Well, except if you're in a different church or you're in a different group or you might offend somebody. I don't see those caveats in there. I think it was pretty simple, straightforward. What do you think? Right? I'm not going to do it. I can go on with this. I can have a field day with this. But to my Christian friends, you know, really, when are you going to take a stand? And don't give me this garbage. If you've already taken a stand, if you're already doing what you're supposed to be doing, then this is obviously not for you. But if you're one of the people sitting there, right, you're trying to figure out where you stand, what you should be doing, it ain't that hard. You follow Scripture. And no, there is not 300 different interpretations of Scripture. There's only one. You could try to say that there's a whole bunch, but there isn't. There are different translations of the Bible. There are different, you look at the Message Bible as opposed to Old King James. Yeah, there's differences. Meanings, many of the meanings are still the same. Right? Trump is on the warpath today. I love it. I think it's wonderful. I really do. They talk about the voter fraud thing or the voter fraud commission. How bad that is, how he's trying to do voter suppression. No, he's actually trying to make votes count. And for those of you who say there is no voter fraud whatsoever, no, you know what? You're like the ostrich with his head in the sand. Yes, there is. And when you say there isn't enough to hurt anything, when you've run for a local office or even a state office and you've lost at the state level by a couple hundred votes, and there's proof that there could be up to 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 illegal votes, that's a problem. Now, that's not a lot. When you think about, in a California district where you have a couple hundred thousand people, 300,000, 400,000 people, and you lose by 300 votes, but, there's allegations of voter fraud, that you have to stop and think. That is not a loss. That is a resounding loss that you can go, yeah, you know what, it's a big enough number. I'm not even going to think about it. When you have 10, 12, 15,000 people vote and you lose by locally to me, one person lost by 17, one lost by 32, and his allegations of voter fraud, you are still sitting there going, wow. So Trump is warning that states refusing to comply with voter fraud commission are going to have a problem. States that go to sanctuary city, sanctuary state status are going to have a problem. Cities that go to sanctuary state, sanctuary city status, they're going to have a problem. It's all about the money. They want the money. They're not going to get the money unless they do the right thing. Border Patrol guys are much happier, feel like they can now do their job. Go figure that one out. They finally feel like they can do their job. Hey, go get your coffee, heat it up, do what you got to do. Keep a towel close by if you're drinking something because you might spew it. Brad Stein joins me right after the break. God's Comic will be with me in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You gotta stick up for your tribe. You know why we don't shop for Christmas time? You know why we've allowed people to take stinking Christmas signs out of our stores? Because we have gotten too politically correct in this country. And political correctness is a cancer. I can't stand it. My job, if I have any legacy, I want to watch political correctness die in my lifetime. But first, I want to watch it suffer. Dan, it's what's killing this country. It's the wussification of America that's killing us.
We are back. You're listening to the smooth sound of Joe Messina. No, this is not the 70s. We're not going to go down that road. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Really, head up to the website. We've got a live chat room. I guarantee there'll be smarter people than I am in that chat room. So if you don't like what I'm saying, you can listen to what they're having to say there. But I want to get right to my guest. I don't get him on that often. I love when he's on with me. Brad Stein is known as God's Comic. He's the most media-covered Christian comedian in the country. He's had an 8-page profile written about him and his comedy in the New Yorker magazine, where, again, he was referred to as God's Comic. I had the pleasure of having him at an event with me here in Southern California. And, Brad, hey, thank you so much for being with me today.
Well, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than being with you, Joe Messina, in California while I sit here in Nashville in my gigantic house with my gigantic lot for half the price is what you got in California. So that's right. As a conservative, I'm all a little pragmatist and go find the best deal. So my thank you to Joe is keep the radio show, but get the heck out of California, or you're gonna remain in that trailer park.
Oh God, yeah, no, God, you know you're off there though. A third of the cost of what it costs me to live here in California. Anyway, you know, Brad, I really do. I always enjoy. I watch your videos. I like to read about where you're at and where you're going. But you know, we've been on this mantra where I've been pushing people, you know, especially our Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ, to live out their faith, not to stick their finger in people's faces, but to live out their faith and not be afraid of that. Now, you took a few years to stop for a minute and find out what God wanted you to do, what he wanted you to do next in your life, and tell us a little bit about that. Touch on that a little bit.
Well, you know, it's such a tricky thing, this Christian walk thing, and trying to figure out what God has in store for you and what he wants you to do, and it's normally never what you want it to be, and it's never as quick as you want it to happen, and it always, you know, comes with some kind of price or some kind of refining and honing and stripping away of everything that you held on to dearly until you're just a puddle mess of just grime and dirt on the floor, weeping and gnashing your teeth, and then God says, okay, let's go, let's roll out.
Okay, wait a minute.
Roll. Now that you have nothing left to hang on to, you and me can do some business.
There you go.
So, but you know what? You know, it really has been a wonderful challenge. I mean, I am a Christ believer and so forth. I believe it is the truth of humanity. So, you know, it's always hard because the human doesn't want to necessarily listen to others, you know, or the ultimate, you know, source of truth telling you what to do because, you know, humans have been known to rebel. And so, you know, sometimes it gets a little rough, but what happened was, you know, I started out in the comedy clubs and I was always a Christian, so I didn't curse, I didn't do sex jokes or everything that has become, you know, the norm now. You can't even go to a club and not hear that, otherwise they don't even think it's comedy anymore. So it's completely been hijacked, as even what stand-up looks like. But I didn't do any of that. I just wanted to see if I could get funny. I wanted to see if I could be clean and just get funny with nuance, with words, with ideas, because comedy's hard. And comedy's not easy to do, and it's certainly a lot more difficult when you don't have access to curse words and certain topics that are automatically going to bring you, you know, laughter to people because they're more taboo or sensitive, even though there is no taboo anymore. But excuse me. But anyway, so I was trying to take off this whole comedy thing, and then, you know, little by little, I started finding, and it was in Southern California, you know. I lived in Orange County for years, and so I started working in churches in the mid-90s when this group came out and said, you know, churches are kind of bringing in a comic. Like, what? I've never heard of such a thing. I said, well, good, I'm a Christian, so I know how to do that. You know, I know what they want, what they don't want, what I can say, what I can't. That these are my people. Great, let's roll. But it was a revenue source, you know. It was another means by which I could make a living. And so little by little, as I got amongst my people, I would inspire them. I would try to say things that would also lift them up as believers because they were my people. And I would tell my wife, it's like, you know what, I've been for lots of clubs. I've had standing ovations, you know, on the Saturday nights in the nightclub where, you know, other famous comics have worked. I've had, you know, laughter and people tell me how much they love my comedy. All the things that, you know, you think you're getting into this thing for. I said, sometimes I'm in front of, you know, 120 people at a little church. and I bring laughter to them, but then I say something, and I can sense that this is helping them. I can sense that somehow this is giving them some kind of, I don't know, hope or encouragement. And I tell her, I don't know what this means, but I think this is where I belong. This is what I'm supposed to do, is go to the church. So long story short, because I've had this, you know, conversation in many, many interviews, so I don't want to go through the whole thing. You can find out. There's tons of stuff with people slamming me on the internet. But I finally came to a point where God, I felt, was saying, you know, I'm really calling you into ministry. I want you to go and speak and inspire my people and plant seeds for the non-believer to know that seeking God is rational and actually the only rational idea there is. And so that was kind of when it began to get shaped. And so, you know, but here's the problem. It's your livelihood. You know, it's what you're used to going in, making a living, doing comedy, getting laughs, getting a check, going home. So to try to understand how to, I don't know, market or how to move forward in this this realm of communication that God called me to and gifted me with, you know, was tricky because it's like I can either try to become the most famous Christian comic in the country and maybe was at one point and try to just sell a lot of tickets and make a lot of money and just be that guy, be the YouTube sensation guy doing safe Christian silly comedy so all the Christians can laugh and see how funny we are. There's nothing at stake. There's no risk. And we'll go see it, and we'll support it, and we'll laugh. You need that guy. Or you can tell the truth. You can go to the culture at hand and say, there's a lot of broken out there, and there's a lot of churches that are not giving people what they need more than anything. Oh, the truth.
Yeah.
And so I said, if that's what I'm going to do, then, and by the way, interestingly enough, there's a long history of comedy being at the forefront of being the cultural, you know, compass and the truth teller, you know, comedy in general. But nobody in Christian comedy.
You got to pause that because we both believe in capitalism. And I got to make some money here.
Do I ever, as long as I get my check.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes more with Brad Stein after this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Used to have that phrase. Remember those days? Be a man. That's gone now. That's sexist. Can't say be a man. That implies that men and women are different. Yeah, we're different. I want them different. I want women different than me.
Well, you got to sit down. You can't be rollerblading while we're doing the show. It's very dangerous. I'm Tom, senior host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, rollerblading, whatever turns you on. Seriously, whatever gets you to listen and pay attention. I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always a pleasure. I want to get right back to my guest. I don't get him on that often, and I love having him on with me. Brad Stein is the most media-covered Christian comedian in the country. He had an 8-page profile written about him and his comedy in the New Yorker magazine. You should go look it up. Check out his YouTube site. Check out his website, bradstein.com. But check out the YouTube. I'm telling you, man, don't have any liquid in your mouth, because he's a very funny, very real kind of guy. Brad, thanks for being with me today.
Well, good. And, you know, I'm glad we took that break, because I felt afterwards that I wasn't being as relevant as I wanted to be. So during the break, I got a tattoo and a gate put into my ear. So I feel like I'm really ready to rock the millennials. So
well,
thank you.
Yeah,
no thank
problem.
You, Joe Messina, for giving me that break.
But are you going to have to wrestle them away from Maxine Waters? Because, you know, you heard her say recently that the millennials relate to her. They love her. They have a connection. I'm thinking millennials from another planet, maybe. Because I'm not sure the human connection with her.
No, when I think Maxine Waters, I think Thug. That's...
Yeah, there you go, right?
She's intimidating, that one.
Oh, God.
She's intimidating, that one.
So, you know, you were talking about, being out there, and whether you're talking to 100 people or a couple hundred or a couple thousand people, you know, being out there for God and being real, to use a term. And I told you during one of the breaks, and I'll be quick about it, is you inspired me and a whole bunch of other people in a room of about 250 or 300, you were asking where the warriors were. Where were the warriors for Christ? And I knew you weren't talking about, you know, being out there and beating up on the non-believers, to taking prisoners. But you're talking about the people that were willing to live out their lives, not afraid to talk about God, not afraid to live their lives for God. And you're doing it. You're doing it by example, as far as I'm concerned, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And obviously the Lord gave you that insight to say that on radio for my listening pleasure. So I appreciate that. It makes me feel like I've accomplished something in my life. But anyways, and I still need that check for my mortgage payment, just saying, for the residuals on the commercial. But you know what? Yeah, I mean, listen, the thing that is most missing in America, and listen, the good news is I have documentation. I've got, you know, 5 albums out, which kind of reveals my age when I'm calling them albums, but it just sounds cooler to me to call them an album than a download. But I've had all these albums out, this material that has been really championing the hate and the destruction I have for political correctness, because I want to watch political correctness die in my lifetime. But first, I want to watch it suffer. And so I want to use my abilities of having a mind, a mouth, and a mic to see if I can help, encourage that death. Why? Because political correctness, and if you ever hear somebody in your life say, oh, you're not being politically correct, if you are a true American, a First Amendment American, a constitutional originalist American, a pro-founding fathers American, and somebody says you're not being politically correct, you should say, oh, thank you. Thank you for that compliment. What a wonderful thing to say to me, because political correctness, as you know, I don't have to tell you, you're the radio host, is cultural Marxism. It is based on the state control, the loss of ideas and truth based on what the state decides and deems truth as opposed to lies. But don't you think it's interesting that God already prefaced this? He always kind of let us know that in the future, from this day forward, now that I've written a book to tell you how everything works, the only argument, the only enemy you will ever have, believe it or not, will be lies. It's not going to be Democrats, not going to be liberals, not going to be progressives, not going to be atheists, not going to be any of those things. Those are just people that believe a lie, because Jesus said he was true, and he said Satan, the father of lies. So what is it, what has America become that is most suppressed, most despised by leftists? Truth. Because the truth demands that you have to live by a specific virtue, irrespective of what you feel. And they can't live like that. They don't believe in that because they live by the idea of pure, absolute autonomy. And my feelings and what I desire is my right. And so I find it interesting that it starts with basics like, don't say that, it might hurt somebody's feelings. And if you allow that nonsense to continue and to grow and to build strength and power as it's done, you reach a point one day in your life where a man can walk up to you and say, I'm a woman. I'm going to walk into that woman's restroom, and if you don't like it, you get arrested. Now, as absurd as that concept is, that's the reality of America now. That's why lies must be despised, and it's why Christ hated them the worst, because they denied your portion of reality.
Brad, I do stories every night that I just shake my head and go, I'm stuck in a Twilight Zone episode, right? We now have trans species. We have a woman that's running around. When she gets home at night, she only talks like a cat. She walks around on all fours. She refuses to speak English. Her boyfriend's fine with it. Her psychologist is fine with it. We had a 57-year-old man that now identifies as a 9-year-old female, okay? Again, you know, years gone by, 20 years ago, we would, you know, we got them some help, right? Then you got the trans alien, okay? Here's a guy that actually found doctors that would do plastic surgery on him, removed his genitalia, made him with those little squinty eyes that you see in alien movies, because he believes that he was planted here by aliens, but his human DNA took over or something. And instead of getting these people the help that they need, because we're so politically correct, we say, no, that's the life they choose to live. We really have gotten...
we've got to be honest, and I know it seems insensitive. I know this feels insensitive, but let's face it. If you believe that you've been transplanted as an alien here and you need people to honor that, perhaps it's best for society that he has a genitalia removed. Maybe that's good, because the last thing we need is more of those guys running around. So I think in some ironic way, some beautiful twist of fate, a good thing was serving. Now, how this man with the cat woman deals with his litter box expense, I can't even imagine.
I didn't think of that.
But then again, that's up to him. They must live in a very, very unique way. And, you know, he gets a furball every time he gets a kiss. But, hey, that's his business.
We've made this normal, Brad, though. We have normalized this because we Christians, or we of sanity, have not said anything. We've not spoken up.
Joe, first of all, please don't use the we word, because there's no we in that particular thing. I've been nowhere near that nonsense.
I know. You
started
haven't.
My career. What has happened is that the one thing that leftists are good at is using virtuous ideas, things they don't have. And I don't mean that as an ad hominem attack. There is no virtue in leftism because it's based on lies, and that lies are not virtuous. They have one thing. They take the beauty of another ideology and use it to manipulate those who believe in it. For example, Christians, charity, the idea of loving your neighbor, the idea of being kind to strangers and to those that are not from your land. This is not typical human thoughts or cultural thoughts. This was a Christian idea. All these ideas came from Christ and from the Judeo-Christian ethic. So they use it to manipulate it. Hey, you got to love this guy. You got to love immigrants. It's like, well, wait, you left out a word there. What's that, illegal? But nobody's illegal. Nobody's illegal, are they? It's like, yeah, you do illegal behaviors, you know. And so the thing that's most frustrating to me is how stupid Americans are. And I say that not with glee and not with frivolity. I say that with just such angst. And that Americans are so stupid that they have not taught themselves critical thinking, logic, reason, and then demanded that their point of view is given same dignity so that they can speak it out. I said that years ago in one of my comedy routines. I said, you want to stop political correctness? It's easy. Don't do it. Somebody comes up to you and says, you offended me. And you say, I don't care. Next. That's and right. You know what? I got to say, there's a difference between malicious offense.
Right.
Where you are being evil and mean to somebody, that's not a cool thing. That's not a good virtuous act in a culture. And you being offended by the truth, because if the truth offends you, that's a problem. The truth is supposed to offend you. That's how you know you don't have it. It's supposed to pierce your conscience. So what does the left do? They steal truth, say there is none, and they basically hijack people's souls. They steal their ability and their option to be tweaked by truth, and their conscience isn't being able to be used.
Speaking of truth, I need to be paid for this position, so we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. More with Brad Stein. We come back from the break. You're not. Yeah, I know. You're getting bupkis, buddy. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
It's on ministry driven. It's for the Lord.
There you go.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You get on an airplane, you don't know how to work your seatbelt, put a helmet on!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you could do up there on the website. That don't do it during the show, though, because you get sidetracked, right? But if you go up there, I've got all kinds of little, you know, coffee mugs, all that happy stuff. But I also have my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. I also like to say all the labels the left has given us. You know, that group that says they don't like labels? They love labels. Don't let them fool you. But, you know, all those things you've been taught to hate, read the book. Find out. You don't have to hate any of them. You'll find out really what they truly mean, and you'll find out who really is your enemy. Anyway, Joe Senior host. That is Brad Stein in the background there. He's the most covered Christian comedian in the country. He had an 8-page profile written about him in his comedy in the New Yorker magazine. Go get it. Also, head up to his website, bradstein.com, and find him on YouTube. I'm telling you, you get good. Your kids can sit around. You can watch. You can listen. You'll learn a lot. Brad, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely. What else can we do to change the world immediately?
From one white guy to another. I love that, too. Now, white privilege, or being white in and of itself, is almost as dangerous as global warming, cooling, climate change. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I...
Go ahead.
I don't even know where to go. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, you know, that was the one thing that people... You know, it's kind of the thing that, you know, we talked about last segment about the PC, and it's like people ask me, of course, because I guess if you're a comic, because somehow you have some insight that nobody else has. But they, of course, ask me about Trump, you know, Donald Trump, how do you miss that? And I was like, you know, and what do you think about that? Are you a Christian? Do you think, you had that tape with, you know, the saying the crude things and whatnot? And I said, well, you know, I don't think any conservative or Republican that I knew, he was their first choice. I don't know if anybody going, that's really the direction we want to shoot for, is Trump. That's kind of where we're going to start, because we got a whole new face of the party. Everybody's kind of like going, what is this all about? And truly nobody took it seriously. But once he was in, you know, he was in, and the thing that I thought was so important about his presidency was that he was the only guy I've ever seen that actually did what I recommended to people who want their freedom and their liberties restored, is he didn't give a rip what people said. Here's what I think. I don't care what you say. You're wrong. Next. And he showed the power of truth, the power of you standing up for your liberties and your dignity equally. Because the left has no arguments. They don't have any truth. So they've never had to argue. They've only had to shut you up. It's all they can do. Remember, all leftism is parasitical. It has to find something healthy, because it isn't. It has to suck the marrow from that host so it can survive. There's a shell left over that gives the illusion that this machine is still in, you know, moving forward. And then it thinks it can then insert its ideology, its philosophy, its concept into the shell, and it will continue to work properly, because it's really only about the shell, the perception that works. It has nothing to do with whether the philosophy works or not. And then, when we see that happen, as we do in Detroit or Baltimore or any other Louisiana area that Democrats control for years, it always dies of a cancerous self-destruction, because the ideas don't work. But it doesn't matter. That's what happens when you believe a lie. When the ideas don't work time after time after time, you simply say, hey, maybe this idea isn't good. Maybe we should abandon it. Nope. What you say is, well, it just wasn't done right. It just wasn't implicated. It wasn't put into place properly. Because if it's really done well, then you're going to have utopia. And, of course, you live in this delusion. And that's one of the things that I tell people. Because sometimes they ask me about, you know, with the transgender, all the things. It's like, wow, this is such a unique, different place in our time and history as to how we deal with this stuff. And I say, look, transgender people have been around forever. You know, people cross-dress and all that stuff has been around forever. Nobody's ever stopped them from being that person. But the idea of normalization is where you create a new world, because now you're telling somebody else who says, I disagree with you, you don't have that option. And so what I say is, if you believe in liberty, is you have the right, you've been given the right to live in a fantasy if you want. You have the right in America to live in a fantasy. You do not have the right to make me live there with you. That is stealing my liberty. And that's what is most bothered me, Joe, because I'm a comic, so words are my medium. They are my tools. They're my weapon. So I'm very aware of the misuse of words, of the manipulation of words, of the redefinition of words, and how they control a culture, because whoever controls the words controls the culture. And so when I see these words being misused, and I see words being censored and kept from being utilized or redefined, I see the loss of liberty and freedom and justice.
Brad, you talk about the words. It's really funny. I talk about this on a regular basis and say, you know, 10, 12 years ago, if you said, Joe, you know, you're really coming off as being a racist and that kind of stuff. And, you know, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, I would have stopped and thought, wow, dude, what am I saying? I mean, I go back and listen to my stuff. Well, now I hear it. They go, yeah, okay, whatever. Right? Because everything is a racist. If I don't like the color of my dog, I'm a racist. If I don't like the certain dog food I buy, or, you know, the one lady came out and said, if I won't date a transgender person, then I'm a racist. I'm a bigot. I'm a homophobe. They used every word they could find or knew how to spell, apparently. But that's what we've gotten to now. It's name calling, right?
Well,
yeah.
Well, no, that's not what we've got to do. It's what they've always done. It's just that people have allowed it to take place. We've allowed it to happen, this idea of oversensitivity. You know, let me tell you a true story. It was just a week ago. I was at a church and performing, and in this group of people, everybody's laughing, having a great time, and something happened, and there was a group of people from another country or original, you know, their nationality from another country, and they're here, and I go, I said something to the effect of whatever I referred to them, and be like, ooh, like, you know, like I made fun of them or something, and I said, well, wait a minute, they're from XYZ place, and I go, so, well, but then, you know, then maybe they don't speak English, so then at least they can't be offended because they don't know what I just said. So then there's your laughter to get out of it. Well, I didn't hear anything about it. Well, anyways, 30 minutes later, in the midst of this show where everybody's having a blast, there's two people in the front row of the same persuasion as those other folks, okay, that I mentioned earlier. And I asked the guy, what do you do for a living? And he goes, well, I'm a teacher. I teach English history. And I said, oh, you must be amazing at it because I understood everything you said. And everybody laughed because the joke is, you know, I misunderstood the power of what English history is. The woman next to him, who's of the same nationality, said, oh, that's offensive. I teach English. So why would you just assume we can't speak English? And I'm in the middle of a comedy show. I don't have time for this. And so I said, wait, hang on. Teachable moment. Let's learn from this thing. I could have said, what do you do for a living? Because she said, I teach English. And I could have said, then I would have said to you, if I had picked you, I would have said, oh, well, you must be good at it because I understood everything you said. And the joke is, I misunderstand what English teaching means, or there's a presumption, of course you speak English. So that's the joke. But because you are searching for offense, you can't find it. Well, when I spoke to the first guy, he's like, well, no, I got what you said. That was funny. But it wasn't funny, you know, earlier when you said those other people could speak English. So they already were doing something that was 35 minutes ago, that they were harboring, waiting to attack and unleash the wrath. And then I told them this story. I said, let me tell you this true story. It's a teachable moment. I was in a show in Canada, and the guy was heckling me. I started heckling, and I looked over, and he was in a wheelchair. So I'm heckling this guy back, and people are like, ooh. And I go, why are you doing that? Because he's in a wheelchair. And I said, okay, first off, he started it. Let's start there. I didn't. And I said, secondly, why do you treat somebody in a wheelchair like they're a child? The guy came to a comedy club. He wants to be treated like everybody. Isn't that what everybody wants? We're all treated the same. So I'm treating a guy in a wheelchair exactly like I treat a guy that was black, which is exactly how I treat a woman, which is exactly how I treat a homosexual, which is exactly how I would treat a Christian, which is exactly how I would treat a white guy. I'm going to give you exactly what you give me. And one of the things I've said for years is that, because you know why? Because people are different. We have differences. I'd rather laugh about it than fight about it. And you don't. You want to see in our differences that it's broken and it's bad and we need to not even bring it up, and that there's something inherently wrong in just having difference. And if it's even broke, that somehow someone might think less of themselves. Instead of saying, you know what, we're all human. By the Christian worldview, we're all made in God's image. We all have equal dignity and all equal rights. The founding fathers implemented that in the Declaration of Independence when they said that our rights come from God so that no one could ever steal it from us 250 years later. Because you can't take God's lessons away, only man's. So I have actually treated people with the very thing that you claim you want.
Equality.
I live that way.
Really?
You
equality.
Don't. And by the way, and by the way, look how arrogant of yourself and how demeaning must it be for you to go feel offense for others who never were complaining. Who do you think you are? Maybe they don't want to be treated like children. Maybe they want to have fun with everybody else because they're big boys and girls. And they're in the big boy club with adults. Maybe they want to enjoy themselves. So what's also ironic is how leftism and oppression and offense is so demeaning the dignity of those people who maybe didn't have a problem with it and actually wanted to participate in the fun of comedy like everybody else.
Brad, guess what? We've hit that moment, buddy. How do people find you? How do they find your videos and that kind of thing? Buy your product?
I'm used I'm usually on the curb under a newspaper. Normally, so where they can find me. But if I happen to have a good week, yeah, you can go to bradsine.com. My comedy lifts up God and country, as you can tell, and tears down political correctness. I'm a Christian. I work lots of churches. I work a lot of pregnancy resource center fundraisers, Christian school fundraisers. So I'm just here to I'm not here to offend people or try to hurt people. I'm here to speak truth and lift up God and country, as I said. So bradsine.com, and like you said, you can go to YouTube or you can buy my DVDs and see what I do and why I do it. And, man, you know, next time in the town, you and I need to do some wine.
Got to get them together.
People come see it.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with it. Sure we'll have some fun with it, Brad. Thanks so much for being with me today. And listen, don't go far. I got a lot more coming up in the next hour.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?